USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Biden's in Florida. The president and the first lady visited the storm zone Wednesday in Florida, taking time to speak with Governor Ron DeSantis and offering a message of support to those affected by Hurricane Ian.
Jill and I have had you all in our prayers, and I mean that sincerely. And we're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
North Korea is acting up again.
The Secretary of State is warning North Korea that if it continues threatening nuclear activity, the West would only intensify its response.
We strongly condemn the DPRK's dangerous and reckless launch of a long-range missile that flew over northern Japan, endangering Japanese citizens.
Speaking in Chile, Anthony Blinken saying if the totalitarian state kept going down this road of provocation, the United States would continue to isolate North Korea and increasingly condemn it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. national debt has passed $31 trillion for the first time in history. Treasury Department data released Tuesday showed that the total national debt was $31.123 trillion. In 2022, the budget deficit is expected to be about $1 trillion. Some experts believe $1 trillion per year in new debt is the floor given growth in entitlement spending, as well as new spending priorities set by Congress this year, such as aid to Ukraine and Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. One of two Texas brothers who authorities say opened fire on a group of migrants getting water near the U.S.-Mexico border, killing one and injuring another, was a warden at a detention facility with a history of abuse allegations. One man was killed. A woman was taken to a hospital in El Paso, where she's recovering from a gunshot wound to her stomach. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden visited Florida Wednesday to survey the damage from Hurricane Ian. The death toll in Florida from Ian continues to climb, now at 106. More than half of the state's fatalities, 58, are in Lee County, where Ian made landfall 8 days ago as a Category 4 hurricane. And the sheriff there says crews have made more than 900 rescues. In a news conference on Wednesday, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino thanked other departments that are in the county helping with cleanup and recovery efforts.
The National Guard has helped us out tremendously, tremendously with security and roadways. Agencies from all over the country have come here to help us out. I'm forever grateful for that.
Former President Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong when it comes to the legal fight over the classified documents seized during an FBI search of his Florida estate. Trump's comments came during a speech before the Hispanic Leadership Conference in Miami, Florida.
The weaponized Department of Justice and the politicized FBI are spending millions and millions of dollars on this continued witch hunt, which started in various forms, all different forms, Russia, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the Mueller report.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.